Hello there, you awakening wonders. If you want to free yourself from this prison planet that sees you merely as fodder, one of the tools you're going to need is an independent media. That's what me is. Independent media. Me and him over there, we're doing our best to bring you stories that are at least attempting to be transparent. We care about what you think. That's why we need you to let us know in the comments and chat what stories you want to see covered and how you think we're covering today's stories. Like, we're going to be talking about...
We're also not funded by the government, are we, Russ?
They give us nothing. No. Every week I go back to the government, yep. Any of them. Hong Kong one.
Right, yeah.
Burma. I've spoken to people in Senegal and I've said, would you be interested in investing in some independent media? We're doing, they go, what is your main aim? We say, well, we just want to bring the government down, really. And they go, well, we're not going to contribute to that. No. Actually, we are the government of Senegal in this case. That was the most recent one. We've got some great guests and stories coming up just for you. If we knew you weren't interested, we'd stop doing it. Dave Rubin's coming on, the inventor of locals. We're going to be looking at those French protests. What we love about it is the way they targeted BlackRock. They started protesting outside an investment firm. So even though they're protesting, of course, about the age of pension being raised in France, robbing them of a couple of years of lazing about, sipping wine and being all French, they actually took it to the steps and doors of BlackRock, understanding at least tangentially that the problem is democracy itself doesn't work. Even in one of the great principalities of democracy, France, where like liberté is right up there among their principles.
Not anymore.
Not now. Now you've got to start a fire and put on a yellow vest if you want anything like justice. We're going to be clicking over to being exclusively on Rumble. There's a link in the description. Have a look at it, right? And then we'll be going, we're going to give you the inside intel on the WHO's plans for a worldwide pandemic treaty. They're trying to usher it through. They're going to nick 5% of all your tax dollars. They want all sorts of... it's a proper little scam. If I didn't know better, I'd say that the WHO were not to be trusted. And along with them, the WF, the IMF, any of those, like if I had to trust any of them, it'd be the boxing ones.
It's acronyms for you, isn't it?
Don't trust any acronyms.
Right.
Look at us, stay free. We don't call ourselves SFM.
And the day we do...
Then you'll know we've accepted that Senegalese sweet dollar and that Icelandic buck. Send us your comments because we're interested in what you've got to say. Now, we're going to spend a bit of time delving right into Elon Musk's interview with Tucker and how he's trolling state-funded media. Also looking into privately funded media because we personally don't think that that's any better. Like, do you think CNN are worse or better than the BBC? Let us know, actually, in the comments below who you think the worst ones are. MSNBC, Fox. I know a lot of you like Fox because of Tucker and stuff. You like Tucker, don't they?
Mm.
And what about when I was on Greg Gutfeld?
Right.
That was good.
That went very well.
I had a nice time on there. In fact, Kat Timpf, I think is her name. She was on there that day that I was on there. She's coming on here later this week.
You got on very well with all of them. You were very at home, I
would
suggest. I
liked the wrestler guy that looked like Thanos.
Yes.
He was good.
Very nice man.
And I liked the attractive... There was an attractive woman there, an attractive woman there, and Greg Gutfeld there. Not that he's not an attractive man, but...
Nice man.
Love him. Nice green jumper. What do you want from life? So we're going to look at like how Elon's digging out all these mainstream media outlets saying, you know, to what degree they're funded. And we're going to be looking at how much Pfizer, for example, and Big Pharma more broadly spend on advertising. And a surprising bit of information about how much money the British government spends on propaganda themselves. They spend our tax pounds, in our case, on propagandizing us to like them more. Why don't you just govern things better, for God's sake? And you can tell they're not taking stuff seriously now because a lot of politicians' public appearances, I think, have started to seem uncanny, unusual, and weird. Like, look at this, right? We're going to show you Rishi Sunak in a minute, but first, like, we're going to show you Chuck Schumer acting a bit like he's on, I think, Sesame Street, yeah. I'd say. Have a look at this.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Who's happy to be here? Raise your hands. Okay.
This is, I know he's being sort of like pseudo-ironic and playful, but this pseudo-irony is what's, I think, contributing to the decay of trust and a sort of sense that we're on a prison planet and nothing is quite real or authentic. You know, like if you watch the kind of news that us lot are into, you'll know that there's just been a bunch of revelations that they're lying to us about the war between Ukraine and Russia, sustaining it unduly, even though they don't believe it's winnable, presumably in order to continue funding the military industrial complex. You'll be aware that they're never going to address inequality. You'll know that during the pandemic, there was a massive wealth transfer that affected ordinary people, destroyed small businesses, messed with the education of ordinary kids, while generally speaking, politicians carried on having high-profile bashes, only wearing masks on camera. That's allegedly that last one, but there are like allegedly a bunch of examples of that kind of stuff. Like I'm talking about, old, what's the one called in California? Gavin Newsom.
That's correct.
He was doing that kind of gear. And our lot, like Rishi Sunak, he's like our 19th president in a prime minister, I don't know what we call him anymore, in like a, just the last couple of months. But he was in, he was the chancellor when Boris Johnson was having a party every half hour. Yeah. Like he only left one party to go to another party during the pandemic. All the while they were saying, you better stay in your house, never mind watching your nan die, you can watch it on the internet. They were all having a proper old knees up, gathering around a Bontempi organ, living it up down in Pringles.
Sunak was fined for it.
Sunak was.
Yeah, he got a fine for that.
He's a criminal. Mm. He's a simple criminal. I'm doing allegedly just in case.
Allegedly.
But if you've been fined.
I was thinking about the situation with Schumer there and the way he was talking to the, I guess it was the press, whoever it was.
Hello,
gathered.
Everybody.
Like obedient children. And when we know the kind of questions that the press came back and asked the press secretary around the Pentagon leak recently, they were all in that manner. It was like children, the best children at class get to ask that. You know when someone would come to your school and give a talk and your best kids, all the
Sit them up the front,
ask the questions.
You don't want the glue sniffers sat near
no,
the
I
front
bet you were right at the
coming
back,
out
were you?
Weird questions. I wasn't a glue sniffer, but I was an unusual boy and I might have said something strange.
You would have done.
To a, like a visiting dignitary. We've got the Countess of Wessex coming in. Excuse me, where did you get those tights? Can I wear your tights? Move along now, Russell. Sit at the back. You're ruining this school, and it's not a very good school anyway.
Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble.
Ruben report. Joining me's Dave Rubin, sexy and a groovin', bringing us the news with his cohorts. Ruben. All right, Dave Rubin, thanks for joining us from the Ruben Report. And thank you for using your brain and impressive hair to invent locals.
Wow, coming from a guy with your head of hair, I take that as the highest compliment.
The Pentagon leaks are being utilized to bring about the Restrict Act. Will these leaks, cheerled by the mainstream media, no one questioning the content of the leaks themselves, only seeking to condemn the leaker, who I believe is called Buddy Boy Texera, that it will lead ultimately to more surveillance and more early 20s style Dave Rubin repression? Are you worried that the Pentagon leaks will lead to more surveillance, more restrictions, more censorship, less freedom?
Yes, my friend, you are completely right. It is obvious. Everyone should see it. This is the Patriot Act for the digital world, and it is actually almost irrelevant what was released on those Discord channels because they are using this, as you said, for the pretext to make sure that whatever little bit of our digital identity on this little black mirror that we're all holding, whatever remains ours and is not theirs yet, they're going to make sure that they get every piece of it, whether that is every message that you and I send privately to each other, whether that's every video that you share, whether it is whatever, your family pictures, etc. We may already have crossed the Rubicon where they already have access to everything, and now this is just window dressing around it. You know, they're just trying to dot the I's and cross the T's on this stuff. But yes, they're coming for every bit of digital existence. I don't know if you saw it, but Tucker interviewed Elon last night on Fox, and he was talking about, because he's really trying to fight some of this stuff, he was talking about how one of the things that he's doing with Twitter, he said it'll take about a month to roll out, he wants to do end-to-end encryption on the DMs, because the DMs, which obviously are the private messages that you can share with people who you follow and they follow you, the government and Twitter employees have been allowed to read them. It was very obvious to me for 10 years. I never wrote anything in a DM that I wouldn't have wanted to be seen. But, you know, a whole bunch of people thought, oh, it's a direct message. It's private. And it's like, no, They're coming for everything. And the only thing that can stop this is decentralization. It's encrypted messaging, you know, one-on-one messaging with no middleman, and Bitcoin and that sort of thing.
One of the things that was fascinating, Gareth here pointed it out as a matter of fact, is that they implied that one of the things that led to the arrest of young Buddy Boy Teixeira was that he'd shot those papers from above, revealing a little bit of his kitchen countertop and the tiles on the floor, and those geniuses at the New York Times who were inexplicably involved in investigating and catching him rather than reporting objectively on the story, along with their pals in the feds, were able to piece together the tiles and the countertop to locate where he lived. Isn't it more likely that they are in fact already able to use the spying techniques such as you just outlined, you know, following your every transaction, your every message? Do you think that in reality even the arrest of that lad was utilizing sort of spying technology? And do you think that, as Snowden's revelations suggest, that they have a greater ability to surveil us than they're willing to admit to, and more than is legal?
Yeah, dude, I mean, everybody watching the show is walking around with this in their pocket. You're walking around with something that has GPS attached to it. You're walking around with something that you're sending messages from. They're not just going to somebody else's phone magically, right? They're going through a network of systems. So someone is tracking all of this one way or another. There's probably no way around that. I get you can decentralize everything, as we talked about a second ago. There's no way to fully fix this thing. And there's no way to fix the fact. The simple fact is that when people have technology is like fire. Fire is good to heat your home and so that you can cook, but it can also burn you and burn your house down. We all have to figure out what our relationship with this thing is. I tend to think you have a pretty decent relationship with it, that you're not consumed by what's on your phone. You know, I try not to tweet on the weekends. I do my off the grid August with no information whatsoever. I've done it 6 years in a row. No phone, no TV, no electronic devices of any kind. But we all are going to have to reevaluate what our relationship is with this thing, because they handed us this phone. It had the freaking world on it. It was all for free. What we didn't realize was we were the product, right? Our clicks, our behaviors. Why did we have 10 years of everyone on BuzzFeed with those stupid polls? Do you like this more than this? And what's your favorite hamburger? And what's sexier, an ass or boobs? And we're all clicking all of these things, and then they're aggregating all of it. What was BuzzFeed? It wasn't a profitable company. It was just to just suck our freaking minds and then mine that data so it could basically be used against us either in advertising or for whatever the hell the government's trying to do.
Dave Rubin, 8th of September 2001, boobs. Dave Rubin, September 12th, we moved over to bums, baby. It's a big move from Rubin on that day. Do you think that Elon Musk is, through his investigations and attacks on government-funded media, making the mainstream more transparent, or does he risk highlighting government-funded media rather than privately-funded media, which has, in my view, equally toxic, if not more, biases?
I think he's doing everything that anyone within this system can do. You know, when I had you in the studio a couple weeks ago in Miami and we were talking a bit about DeSantis and why I was saying I like him, and then you were taking a slightly different approach, what I said is a system exists and there's some people that do the best they can within that system to alter it in a positive direction. I think that's what DeSantis is doing. I think it's what Elon's doing. I've met Elon twice now and spent a little bit of time with him and have a sense of what he's doing, but I don't know him like he's my brother. My sense with him is that he really is trying. He does not like the government overreach. To buy Twitter, think about buying Twitter. He bought it for $44 billion. It's a failing company. It loses millions and millions of dollars every month. He fired or had people leave 80% of the company. So he bought a faulty product, right? Twitter does not work as it's supposed to because of all the bad coding. He buys a faulty product, then fires 80% of the people that work there. Who does that? No one buys a company and does that. He did it not, I think he does want to make it profitable, but he did it because he wants to be in this fight. I genuinely believe that. Now, can he solve all of the problems? Probably not, but doesn't it feel a little bit safer these days online in that there is somebody who happens to be the world's richest guy who's roughly on our side? And by the way, Russell, kind of like you, this is a guy, he's been a lefty his entire life. It's only until the last year, after seeing the COVID stuff, that he finally, for the first time ever, voted Republican. He moved to Texas. He voted for this woman, Myra Flores, who is a congresswoman in a border town because he saw what was happening, you know, with all the migrants coming from Mexico. And then, of course, he moved to Texas because he left crappy California with high taxes and crime and all that to move to Texas where there's freedom and lower taxes and everything else. So I think he's going through his own political awakening, leaning more towards freedom. But I would say if we all exist within a system, he's one of the good guys within that system.
Dave, will you stay with us for a couple more questions exclusively on Locals to drive people to a platform that you frankly invented?
All right.
I'm going to be asking Dave about moving to Florida and why Dave believes that the Sunshine State is the only place to be, making claims that homelessness has been eliminated. I also want to know if it's true that Ron DeSantis is turning Disneyland into an open prison and sewer. So if you're watching us on Rumble now, you can click on the link, become a member of our Locals community. All of it lines Dave Rubin's pockets. And you can join us there for a little bit of a chat. And of course, you can watch Dave, if you don't already watch Dave Rubin on the Rubin Report every weekday, it's on at 11 a.m. ET, 8 a.m. PT. Tomorrow, we've got comedian and political commentator Kat Timpf, who I met when I was on Fox News, being like an exchange trip student from another world. See you on Locals in a second with more from Dave Rubin, talking more about his private personal business and reasons to move to Florida. Join us tomorrow on Rumble, not for more of the same, but for more of the different. Until then, stay free. See you on Locals in a second. Switch in, switch on, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off. Men switch in, switch on, switch off.